And a very good evening, everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you. This program is a recording of events that were taking place at New Year's of this year. Kyle and I were in Hamburg following the Chaos Communication Congress, and we were walking through the streets and eventually taking the U-Bahn to a particular destination while fireworks were exploding all around us. And then following that, we wind up at a New Year's party right before we were to go on the air with a live edition of Off the Hook. So let's go back in time to New Year's Eve, 2014 into 2015. All right, here we are in Hamburg, New Year's Eve. Damn it, I was talking. New Year's Eve, 2014 into 2015, and as with every European city I seem to wind up in on New Year's Eve, there's all these explosions and fireworks and things. See, that was done well. That was right when I finished the sentence. They're learning. That was good, too. Okay, Kyle, this is, you've been to other cities. That was right next to you that blew up. Who even did that? People just dropped it. I was an old lady, I think, who just dropped a firecracker. We're by a central station in Hamburg. You've been to other New Year's things in Europe.
Yes. I've been to other things in Europe, but not in this city.
Berlin, right?
Yeah, Berlin. Which is similar, although I'm not going to delude myself. I mean, Berlin, they'll, like, throw them into the train station, and you'll have loud bangs, but I'm pretty sure that they're going to do that here, too.
Yeah, they'll get to that. It's not like Amsterdam. Amsterdam is very different because everybody in the crowd, and it's a big crowd, has fireworks, and it seems more intimate.
Yeah, it seems definitely... like, there's a lot more people. This seems like there's fireworks, but a lot of people aren't really partaking in that as much.
Not yet. We have about an hour and a half.
Yeah, people are going to and fro, and, we'll see how it develops.
Oh, that took out a car, it looked like. Amazing. This could never happen in the States. I say that a lot whenever I travel, but this really couldn't happen in the States and with no ramifications.
Yeah. So I'm just getting ready to, like, put my fingers in my ear, because that's pretty much all you have, unless you brought earplugs or something, and you really, really don't want one of these going off really close to you, because you could get tinnitus, you could get ringing, and even, like, some pretty bad hearing loss.
How about limb loss? I mean, some of these are really massive.
Yeah, they're pretty substantial, ordinance, if you will, and it's best to just be very cautious, especially in the train stations and in enclosed places.
Yes. What's interesting is that you see all kinds of people out, little kids, old people, and no one seems to really be bugged by it. I guess, you know, I was bugged by it. I'm not nearly as much anymore, but I guess it's all a question of what you get used to. And kids walking by us right now with massive packages of fireworks, bigger than they are, and they're going to be blowing them up later. In fact, we're going to blow some up later, too. We went to a supermarket and we bought fireworks.
Yeah, we brought our own stock of them, and we'll partake in our own special way.
We also bought some really good champagne in a supermarket. It's a good trip to the supermarket.
Yeah, that's really all you need in Germany is some champagne and fireworks, and you're set for New Year's.
Absolutely. Now, we have to get to the U-Bahn station, which is the underground, one of the two subway systems they have in most German cities, U-Bahn and S-Bahn.
U-Bahn? That's what we're taking?
Well, yeah, I think so, because that goes nearer to where we're staying than the S-Bahn. S-Bahn, we'd still have to walk through that park, and I think walking through a park in a night like this might be a bad idea. That's the U-Bahn sign right there. There might be one over there as well.
Okay. That one's closer.
Okay, let's go that one.
I guess.
Kyle has made the decision. We are walking to the left now as we battle the ordnance that's falling all around us.
Can't we do anything without a microphone? I mean, is it really necessary to go everywhere and record everything?
Well, we live in a surveillance society. It's being recorded anyway. Just might as well have the ability to have the recording to play with ourselves and share with our listeners. I think our listeners would agree that they want to know everything that's going on in our lives. And right now, we're moving into a massive crowd of people that are gathered around, jumping up and down, playing music. That looks like fun, actually.
Yeah, it's like a breakout little beach party here.
Right by the train station, okay. Of course, the fireworks are going off inside. Yeah. And there's smoke and stuff all around. But we're underneath the roof, so that's a lot louder when it goes off here. All right, I see a sign for S-Bahn. We want U-Bahn, which is down there. Okay. This is no. Okay. Sorry. I tried to go down the escalator. It went the wrong way. Cool thing about this country is that every escalator that's not moving, if you're going the right way, that is, will start moving when you walk to it because it's motion sensor. And that's something we just can't seem to ever get right in the States. Such a simple thing. Okay, so there's the U1. I guess that's the one we want. U1 and U3. Actually, U3 would be good. We'll take the U3 to what? What?
Do you know what direction you're going?
Well, that's what I'm talking about right now. We take the U3 from here to, what's my favorite stop in the world?
Slump.
Schlump?
Schlump.
Schlump. Okay, so we take the U3 to Schlump, and then we take the U...
right there. Schlump.
Something else to the place that we actually get off. You know what else is cool? That platform is very crowded.
Yeah, there's a lot of people everywhere.
Wait, did we... Okay, we know what direction we're going in as far as...
Schlump.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't say... it's not the final destination, so we need to know the final destination to go in the right direction.
There's a huge map right there.
Okay. Huge map on the platform.
Don't walk up to it.
I'll try not. Yeah, it's on the other side of the tracks. So we follow that yellow line to its conclusion. Wait a minute. It goes in a circle.
Niendorf. No.
Yeah. No, that's right. Niendorf.
Is it?
Yeah. Because remember, the woman at the hotel told us to go in that direction to do our laundry. And she was wrong because it was closed today. But you don't want to go in the direction of...
No, don't we want to go to Metzhal?
Yeah, but that's on the other line. You switch at Schlump.
Oh, yeah, we're at Hauptbahnhof.
Yeah, we're at Hauptbahnhof. And you switch at Schlump. Stop making me say that. And then you... Okay, what's the name of the stop? These maps are so confusing.
Barmbek?
It's Hamburg-Mess, right? It's the...
Yeah, Messhallen.
Messhallen.
That's right. Where we're going.
That's also where...
We need to go to Schlump.
Yeah.
And then switch to the U2.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be fine. So we're going in the direction of... And I still don't see it on the map. But you got it right. Niendorf or something, right?
That's on the U2, though. We're on the U3.
Oh.
And it goes in a loop.
Oh, so damn. Okay. All right. Well, look, this says Schlump right on it, so we're lucky.
Yeah, we're going in the direction of Schlump.
Okay, we're fine. So we're at a typical station here. What's cool, I was saying this before, what's cool is we have never had to show a ticket in this system. We have a ticket. In fact, we never had to buy a ticket because our hotel just happened casually to give us passes that we were here for 6 days. And they just gave us a little card and said, oh, yeah, this will get you on any train or any bus anywhere in the city. It's just so nonchalant and cool. Not that anybody even checks. So it makes a tremendous difference when you can get around. And
see a lot of plastic cups down here.
You'll see a lot more, too.
You're not allowed to drink. It says roach-free and alcohol-free or whatever. The sign saying don't. But well, it's the holidays, and this is Germany, so everybody has ordnance and drink.
Our train will be here in 1 minute, according to the sign. But I think this might be a good time for you to bring up the point you made before, about that no alcohol sign. It's a basically a bottle with ALC written on it and a slash through it. But you noticed something about that that really throws everything into question.
Right. The bottle itself, the depiction of it has the letters ALC on the label. But if you know anything about...
We don't speak that. We speak English only.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Chris.
Chris, how are you?
I'm from London.
London?
Yeah.
You don't sound British.
Yeah, no. I'm very British.
No?
Very British.
He's not British.
Where are you from?
We are from Germany.
Oh, okay.
Bavaria.
Bavaria.
Awesome. Franconia.
Wow. We're from New York and Seattle.
And,
Seattle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Seattle always gets a wow. New York doesn't get a wow, but...
And this is live.
No. This is for a later broadcast.
It's not a live stream.
No.
Oh.
We can't get underground.
Hey,
we can't
here,
do that.
Here comes number three. Oh.
It's a crowded train. Happy New Year.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. You too. You know, let's get over here so that we don't have to talk to them again. I don't mean that in a bad way, but just... It would be awkward.
So if you know anything about German spelling, alcohol is spelled with a K.
A-L-K. Yeah.
But the universal depiction on the no drinking sign says A-L-C on
the
label.
What's funny is that there's a sign that even goes into more detail, and they spell alcohol with a K. And then they have the bottle that says C. And I'm halfway in and halfway out. I don't want the door to close on me. Okay. Wow, this is a crowded train. So people are pressed right up against me.
This is how you get to know people.
Yeah.
And
this
very
is
intimate.
How you get to know why you don't want to get to know people. But yeah, you know, total strangers coming up to us because we have a microphone. Imagine if we had a camera. The other thing that's cool, this train pulled up and the doors, you can open the doors yourself after a certain point. And they're pretty liberal with that.
Yes.
And you just can jump out while the train is still moving, usually about 5 miles an hour. But still, it's kind of cool. And not every door opens unless somebody opens it.
So off we go. Hlubanov is very huge, and in fact, it has a north and a south side, and normally that means it's a different station, but in this case, it's the opposite end of the station.
Which means it's a different station, because you got to walk a mile to get there.
It's a hell of a long way.
Wow. How I don't even know how many stops we have to ride this, but I'm packed in here like a sardine, and...
Look, we're just trying to find the schlump.
Yeah, and that's not our last stop either. We get on another train after that. And then we have to go back to our room and get directions to where we're supposed to go tonight for New Year's. And then we have to do another radio show live at 1 o'clock in the morning. And that radio show undoubtedly has already aired by the time any of our listeners hear this.
Of course.
That would be the radio show where I blew something up on the air. Because that's what everybody's... Well, they're not blowing it up on the air, but they're blowing things up. And we bought a bunch of fireworks before, as we mentioned.
Or we're required to, because everyone else is.
And I promised the people on Twitter that I would blow something up live on the radio.
And you're a man of your word.
I like to be. I'm not good at lighting things. And hopefully, when that happens, it won't be like last time.
It helps to have a cigarette, I hear.
Okay, yeah, smokers have an advantage.
I know you don't smoke, but they tend to be able to light the fuse better. But, when you use a lighter, you run the risk of lighting it maybe halfway through the fuse, and then you really have to run.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people running with panic in their eyes as they don't light their fireworks properly.
So a good tip is to find somebody with an ember, you know, say like on a cigarette, and then they can just touch it to the very end of the fuse, and that way you get the entire length of the fuse. No risk of anything lighting right away or the packaging or anything else.
We're actually giving kids tips on how to successfully light fireworks and sorry, that does crush somebody next to me. And not we're at Rat House. I'd like to know Rat House if that's the Rat House that the Beatles played in the early 60s.
I think that's what it was called.
Well, they announced this stop in English as well as in German, so it might very well be. But anyway, wow, listen to this train. It's so packed with people.
If you're a kid and you're out there and you don't smoke cigarettes or know anyone who does, you could use other things. Anything that is lit, you know, a piece of incense, that kind of thing. Oh, somebody's got a lighter.
Oh, I hope they're not going to light a firework on the train.
He just
that would disappoint
put it
me.
In the air.
Well, that's, yeah, he's probably calling for an encore or something. But, you know, you set off a lot of red flags there because you're giving kids tips on how to light fireworks. You're saying that kids smoke. Some kids can smoke. You're saying that kids basically are like adults.
Well, I didn't say that they could use a joint, too.
In America, we're afraid of these things. Here, nobody seems to really be worried. But, yeah, it's a very different culture, and you get used to it very quickly, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And, in fact, when we were talking at the Congress, we talked to a couple people who actually have parties where they specifically avoid this activity of lighting things off because of the noise. And,
we're outside now. Our train has gone outside. In fact, we're going past where we were before. We went to the mini Wonderland.
Oh, my gosh, that was crazy.
That was unbelievable. It's basically a whole miniature world of trains and even an airport and harbors and highways. Mostly trains, but wow, I heard about this before. And we tracked it down and just spent hours wandering through.
It is unbelievable. I mean, they had all these, like, custom things. The planes were incredible. That was really, really interesting.
I wasn't expecting that.
They had an entire airport. All the ground vehicles would drive around, and the planes would take off. And so it was really, really incredible. And then they closed the thing just when we got to the boat section, where they had an actual pond.
Well, that's because we were in there for hours and hours, and we didn't realize the time was going by. You know, they would make time go by artificially. It would get dark, then it would get light. You know, sun would go down, sun would come up, and you'd see all these little villages and cities and train tracks and highways and everything.
But the detail was such that you'd have to, like, you'd end up looking at something and get lost in just one little section because of the intricacy of it. And it was really spellbinding? I don't know.
Yeah, captivating, awe-striking, all sorts of words. And
uncanny.
Even though you're in a miniature world, you feel very small because you have to wonder what it took to get this kind of accuracy. We saw signs later on for what they had to do to build this. I think they bought 20,000 like little people to spread. It seems like there's more than that, though, because they even have, you know, in some places a concert going on, and you see a field packed with people. And music playing, it just seems so real and so German. Even though a lot of what we saw was Swiss. The trains were Swiss. A lot of the trains were Swiss. The airport was supposedly Swiss. So it's just an interesting culture and one they take very seriously.
Yeah, and in some sections they were working on Italy. And, they're just expanding and continuing to build. And, God, I thought, you know, model trains were kind of a solitary thing or something.
Yeah,
that,
it goes around in a circle and you sit cross-legged on the floor and watch your life go by. No, it's a lot more than that. These are real worlds, mountains and bridges and just all kinds of things. It's just so well done. Of course, we were commenting on a couple of things just to make trouble. Like, we noticed there's no high-speed rail that goes through these little mini villages. That would be something if they actually tore through it at those kinds of speeds. But it just, to see so many people there, I mean, the kids alone, to grow up with this, to see what is capable, what you know, how things can be designed. Kids always want to make things better. They always want to improve. And when you have something this incredible to start with, think of what they'll do in the future.
Yeah, it really was a huge attraction for young people to run around and look at all the different little things and see what they can see and point at things and... really, really was amazing. And there's a lot of good stories told in some of the stuff they depicted, and a lot of nods and sort of funny things, too.
Well, one of the first things we saw when we came in was just a model of a part, a particular part of Germany. And you saw it through, you know, days when it was just forest. You saw the medieval era. You saw it all the way up until the Berlin Wall came down. But before that, of course, you saw the Nazi era.
Yes.
But that was interesting because you saw this. It was obvious what it was, but you didn't see any swastikas. Instead of a swastika, you saw a circle, white circle. And that was like, you know, everybody knew it was being referenced, but it just wasn't being displayed.
Yeah, the regalia they wouldn't do the entirety of, which I think is actually part of, well, the social attitudes as well as the law, I think.
I don't think you're allowed to display one of those things.
Yeah, I really don't think you can, and especially in a place that's a teaching or kind of a fun place.
Yeah. We're passing by all these stations, and we just see crowds of people and cops, security people.
I noticed there's tape in front of the bars, the handrails, so maybe they're trying to keep people from falling over or
like
jumping
tape
off.
Tape is going to do a better job than a handrail.
Well, we are on a raised platform, and they are standing in front of all of them, but it is sort of interesting.
Yeah. Well,
everyone's getting off.
Well, that's good. That makes more space for us.
That's where we belong.
Well, we're not getting off because it's not schlump yet. But it will be soon.
Anyway, I was really impressed with the automation and the computer controllers. It's so comprehensive. So we ran out of time.
Yeah, we did. We got kicked out. But we even saw a control room. I don't quite understand what that control room was. What was all about. It looked like mission control, computer screens and keyboards and
surveillance.
Were those people playing, or were they actually running everything?
I think they were running everything, and it was really interesting. There were cameras everywhere, and I think it's basically so if something does go wrong, somebody can run out with a radio, fix it on the track, and then they can stop whatever program affects that section, just like you would in a normal train system.
Well, it was a level of seriousness I did not expect to see surrounding model trains, but I should get used to that, I guess, in Germany, because everything is taken very seriously, whether it's pouring a beer or designing computer networks or train networks or cars, you know, thinking of Wolfsburg, thinking of going there. And, oh, boy, I almost pulled the door. No, I was leaning against the handle, and it turned out to be the door handle, and the train, like, lurched a little bit, and if that had been unlocked, it would have opened, but it fortunately didn't. That's an example of foresight, knowing what not to do. I wish
I'm going to adjust your lapel, because if that happens again, I'm grabbing you by them.
Okay, yeah, it's a good thing to be able to access. But yeah, you know, Wolfsburg, the
Autostadt.
Yeah, think about that park we went to, and how that's so different from anything we would expect.
Yeah, really unusual attractions, but that's what we like. We like checking things out that are a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And this miniature world was something that someone had told us about years ago.
Yes, I'd heard about it, and other people have told us about it.
And it just so happened that, you know, us being here and having a day, we just thought, what could we do to maybe get in there and take a peek? And it really was much bigger than we thought, and we ended up having to kind of rush through and then run out to kind of get on with the rest of our evening here.
It seems to be like a recurring theme of things being much bigger than we expect, like the CCC Congress and the Volkswagen Museum and just like the train network and just all kinds of things. I mean, like I said, I felt very small in that place because it just seemed like, how are we ever going to catch up? I mean, these people have a better model train system than we have a real train system.
Right.
And, you know, I think I finally hit the point where I felt despair. When I was in the fake airport, watching planes, and they were, you know, the right size and everything compared to the trains, literally taking off into the sky and, like, going into another room where presumably they were brought back down again. And on the wall was a schedule. And the schedule was literally when the next plane would leave based on real time. In other words, it was 7:30 at night, and we knew that at 7:35 an Air Berlin flight would be taking off, and sure enough, that's exactly what happened. You know, I was commenting at the time that we can't even get the clocks to display properly where we are. And here they are with a fake time board with the real time and accurate schedule for fake planes. It's just, wow, we have a long way to go. We can't even get the escalators to move, you know? Motion sensors. I don't know why these things are so hard.
Yeah, our priorities are, I don't know. I don't know. I think all that money goes into the military or something. I don't know. I mean, we just don't really care about our infrastructure, and it's got to change.
Yeah. I was saying Pauly, right? So we have, I'm able to see the actual list of stations now. So we have Fellstrasse, Sternschanze, and then Schlump. And then we switch, and we get on the other train and go to where we're going.
Hold on, I'm listening to this.
Yeah, we hear all kinds of languages. Make sure we don't pass our station, though. Okay, yeah, it's where I thought it was. Oh, actually, no, we skipped one, or I missed one. So I think we're next.
I think it's one or two.
I think it's one. Yeah, it's one.
What are your hopes for 2015?
Well, you know, 2014 kind of sucked as far as just a lot of bad news, a lot of fear, a lot of turmoil in the world, and we can't keep doing that. It literally will tear us apart, and there's so much good, there's so much to look forward to technologically, socially. I don't know, there's just so many different things we can be pursuing rather than figuring out ways to destroy each other. And that's how 2014 seems to have really gotten in the end. Okay, so we're at our stop now. And now we get to go and switch to the other train.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we don't exit. Make sure we want the... Yeah, we don't want to go that way because that's the U3 we just got off, right? So we want the U2. It's amazing that almost every city in every city with the mass transit system in this country has the same basic way of categorizing trains. U followed by a number or S followed by a number. And different kinds of cars, but same basic idea. All right, so now we're going down the escalator to the U2. And we're going not to Niendorf Nord, but to Mummelmensberg in that direction.
It's nice and quiet here.
Yeah, it's a little too quiet. But this is a calm station. We have 2 minutes till the train shows up. It's funny because this goes to Hauptbahnhof Nord, and we started at Hauptbahnhof Sud, south. I wonder if it would have been quicker if we just went to the north somehow. So did you figure out what this list is all about? There's a list of, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 columns with about, how many words would you say that is per column? 100?
200.
It's ridiculous. Just like
no, 400.
It's a list of every single stop, town, with. Okay, I guess it's.
I counted 13. You messed me up.
I'm sorry. It's an indicator. Okay, it's an indicator. Like it says 70/61 Nordmark plots, and that means that on this map next to it, you go to 70. Wait a minute. They don't have a 70. You know, the first one I picked.
Don't worry about it. They don't need to know it. They don't have trains.
All right, well, whatever. Yeah, maybe they don't. That's how you find them on the map. But there's so many of them. Oh, my God. How could there be so many? And this is only in this area.
I'm confused why they chose 59 through 69 for the grid.
That's a good question. They don't start at 1. They don't start at A. On one side, it goes 56, 63. And on the other side, it's 59 to 69. And here's our train on the other side. Okay, so we... Get on this now, and it's not too packed, but crowded enough. Hopefully we don't have other people barging in. The level of excitement is quite measurable. All right, but we only have one stop on this, and then we are back into the war zone. One of the few people that stayed in Hamburg after the Chaos Communication Congress. A lot of people went to Berlin for New Year's. A lot of people went to Amsterdam. And only the people that live here seem to have stayed in Hamburg. So I think it's kind of cool. We're checking out a new place.
Yeah, I think that's a wise thing. You know, why do things over and over? Let's try this place. It is a lot very similar, but it's a different town. So let's see what it's about. You know, I'm noticing something. I got to bring this up. These trains have fire sprinklers. Have you seen that anywhere else in the world?
You've been going on this fire sprinkler kick lately, and that's a good thing. Interests are good. But you've been telling me facts about fire sprinklers almost all day long. And can you tell us how this started, how this interest in fire sprinklers started?
Well, I actually had a neighbor that was a fire sprinkler installer when I was growing up. I never really knew what he did. He just drove his truck by all the time. And I noticed them everywhere. And they are required in a lot of places. And you see them a lot. And they actually do help you with insurance and stuff like that. And in fact, I learned that when fire sprinklers were invented, the inventor, or one of the patent holders, found that he realized the only way people were going to adopt the installation of them was if he could guarantee lower rates. So he began to find allies in the insurance industry.
Can I just stop you right there? First of all, our train is about to leave, the one we just got off, but there's an escalator in front of us that's not moving. And in the States, I would be very upset because I have to walk up all these stairs, but here I know as soon as we walk in, it's going to start up, and there it goes. It's starting up. It's moving. Wow, now we get to ride an escalator all the way up.
And that probably saves electricity and maintenance.
Absolutely. Just like we opened the door to the train just now to get out, and they don't all open automatically. So anyway, I just wanted to note that. So please go on with the fire sprinkler.
So he was able to do this, and lo and behold, people were actually interested because you could get lower insurance rates if you had a sprinkler, because you would lower the ratio of damage if there was, in the event of a fire. Another thing I've always been curious about is...
Do you hear that? We're halfway up the escalator, two levels down, and I can hear the explosions, the fireworks from upstairs out in the street already. It's going to be hell when we get out there. So please finish the story, because it might be the last story we hear.
Okay, so if you look at fire sprinklers these days, you'll notice a little glass tube. And in that tube is a colored liquid. And I never really understand, because sometimes you see different color liquids, and I wanted to understand how they work. You know, what is it? I kind of knew that the glass breaks, and then the valve opens, and then the water occurs. But I didn't know the differences, and I figured they were model numbers, or this, or that, or the other thing. And actually, the glass tube holds alcohol, in a lot of cases. And that alcohol, depending on the color coding, will boil or explode the glass it's in at a certain temperature. So, like, a red and a white would be, like, 100 degrees, and, like, a black would be maybe 300 or 400 degrees. And what that means is that they are rated for whatever the concern is, whatever the fire protection is. And the lowest temperature one is for life-saving.
Okay, I just hear a commotion around the corner, so let's just walk around here calmly. See a couple of drunk people coming down the stairs with a lot of bottles that they apparently are going to drink.
So, for example, that train had white liquid, or white alcohol, in the glass tubes holding those sprinklers
closed, the valve in the sprinkler closed, and what that is a lower temperature. The white is for like about 100 degrees.
Okay, we're outside now. We're walking back.
And the purpose of that is to maximize human life, safety.
As always, when I get out of a train station, I don't know where I am. Which way do we go? This way? Okay. Can I just point out we're next to a prison? For some reason, our hotel is across the street from a prison. And, you know, we weren't sure if this was a real prison because it looked so old. And there was a sign on it that said, yes, in fact, this is an old prison. In fact, it was used by the Nazis. And many people were executed here. They were beheaded, in fact. But it's still used as a prison now. And I'm like, God, how can you do that? How can you have a place that is the site of such horror and then continue to use it for something that's unpleasant? It's just, there are people in there right now probably hearing all these explosions and celebrations and realizing they're in a prison where beheadings took place not too long ago. And they're expected to just get on with their lives. So anyway, back to the fire sprinklers.
Yeah, so in the case of the train, you would want lower temperatures, so the slightest temperature increase, the valves would open and extinguish whatever possible fire might be occurring to maximize the survivability of that. And I think there are so many trains in Germany that the sprinklers are warranted, just because the likelihood of a malfunction is just so much higher when you have so many cars in a system and so many people using them. One other thing I really never knew was that the sprinkler itself, unless it's a particular type of sprinkler, they only actuate individually, which is really not what you would expect. A lot of people see in movies fire sprinklers going off, and the way it's depicted, often they all go off at once.
That's always how I thought they worked.
Yeah, so if one, and I really wanted to know, so if I was to put a lighter up to one of them, would the entire building get doused in water?
Just like in Hackers.
Right, which he supposedly did electronically, or no, I think he actually lit something under it, but the entire system starts spraying. And
no, you know what? He counted down, remember? Counted down, so it must have been a computerized thing, right? And it was a hacker, after all. Would you do something so crude as to simply light something? I don't know. I have to watch the film again, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and so the technical reason for that would be, okay, so it's a system where a valve actuates it, and the sprinklers themselves aren't individually valved. So maybe a solenoid or something he had computer control of, or flipped the valve, and the entire system was actuated. But that's a very particular system, and it's not generally how common fire sprinklers work. Only the sprinklers that are near heat, and heat that is hot enough to break the glass tube and open the valve, will open. So if one or two open, the rest of the system will remain intact. And I thought that was interesting, because I thought I knew how that worked, but I was always afraid, oh, you know, if you break one of those, if you accidentally hit it with something or anything, you're going to set all of them off, and that's not how they work.
In this one show alone, we have told people how to light fireworks safely, and tips on how to use cigarettes to do so. And now this on fire sprinklers, which probably they're all related, I'm sure. They can all be part of the same adventure. And as we walk past an ancient prison here in Hamburg, while explosions go off all around us on New Year's Eve, as we await the arrival of 2015. It's one of those special nights, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we're almost at our destination, so I think we're going to wrap it up at this point and pick it up at some other point in the future. You know, you can never get used to this. It's just, I guess it goes on all around Europe. I really would like to try other places as well. Maybe it goes on all around the world, just not in the U.S. as much. It does go on in the U.S. a little bit, but nothing like this.
We just bang pots and pans.
We do that sometimes. We just shout out the window. I know some states, they simply fire guns all the time, but you can't really tell the difference between that and any other day for the most part. I'm kidding. Okay, let's just move on and greet the new year. We've got a party to attend. We've got another radio show to do. And Happy New Year, Kyle.
Happy New Year.
Let's walk across the street. Let's jaywalk as true New Yorkers. And, well, Seattle people don't do that very much, but I've known them to do that. Well, let's not do it now because there's actually a car coming. Okay, now. Well, we made it. We made it with like 2 minutes to spare to the party as New Year's is about to begin here at 2015. Brought our fireworks, brought our champagne. And there's a pallet of fireworks that is going to be lit off. And, well, this could go horribly wrong. But
very, very short order.
Yeah. But that's why we cover these things.
They have wheeled it into place. It looks as though they're looking around for fuses. And
now, I can, I don't know if I can do a countdown, but well, it's less than a minute to go, I can say that. I can say when it's midnight. It's not midnight yet.
Not yet.
It's pretty close. I'll let people know. Somehow it's fallen to me. I can be heard over all this noise. Be such a good time to start an insurrection.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0!
Zero!
Woo!
2015!
Happy New Year!
Oh man, we gotta do this again? Another year. And the pallet is up. Fireworks all done, I think. Except
pretty
for ours.
All done. Yeah, we've got a couple more. Oh, there.
That's the competition. Kyle, I don't understand. What I don't understand is why our champagne is not open.
Oh, well, I can fix that.
All right. This is official off-the-wall champagne.
Yeah. All right. And we're not engineering right now. This is pre-recorded, so it's legal.
We also have off-the-hook champagne, but we'll get to that. This time, let's not aim it at my face. Tempting though it might be.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Put an eye out with that thing.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year in Hamburg.
Yeah. That went up my nose, man. How'd that happen? Whoa.
Happy New Year. Woo! Get an arm roll, we hope for
today. Oh, no.
Boy, some of these, some of these fireworks are achieving pretty impressive heights.
Yeah. On and on they go.
If I were a pilot, wouldn't be the day I'd like to fly.
I think they just hang out for a while. I don't think they like try to do any maneuvering.
The reflection in that window is amazing.
Oh my gosh,
It looks like it's coming from inside, but it's not. Hopefully.
Woo! What a show. And it just doesn't stop.
Woo! You gotta watch those ones.
Second round from our camp. Here we go.
Okay, round two. These are professional grade fireworks.
Yes, absolutely. Fantastic.
This is worthy of Avenue D, I think.
Yeah, they do this. They do a bit of this, but it's just the scale is totally different. And boy, I hope everyone can, feel like they're here. Maybe they didn't have fireworks for their New Year's, but hopefully we can bring that to them.
I'm just thankful that they were all going up, you know, because even if one of those went the wrong way, and I've seen them do that. Could definitely affect you.
When was the last time you two were in Germany for New Year's?
Oh, gosh. Well, it would have been Berlin. Probably...
The last one in Berlin?
No, we didn't go to the last Congress, well, the one before that. So probably 3 years ago?
Yeah, it has been almost 3 years.
A year later, the German government relaxed the restrictions for the fireworks to be sold in the country in order to bring it in line with the EU restrictions. And I only found out on January 1st from the newspaper in my hostel in Berlin when I was for Congress, after having to walk through Berlin for maybe a couple of miles back to where I live through something that sounded really, really... that January 1st.
You're saying it was relaxed in Germany? It was always kind of relaxed at New Year's. We heard so many explosions.
Before the year at which the last Congress was held in Berlin, the 28th C3, which would be 3 years before now, there were German legal restrictions for the amount of powder that a piece of fireworks can contain that you sell to someone in Germany. And these legal restrictions were relaxed in order to bring them in alignment with the EU-wide restrictions in other countries.
So they finally caught up with the firepower of everybody around them. So maybe that's why we saw all the fire trucks and ambulances sort of looking a little nervous, a little frantic. Because, well, this could pop off quite a bit bigger than they might be used to in years past. Hopefully injuries and everybody's being safe. And I do like that about this place, how organized it is. You know, we brought some of our own. I don't think we should just light fireworks here. I think we should make sure it is in the area where everybody can see and away from the vantage point.
Yeah, but keep in mind we are Americans. We get injured awfully easily, so let's take extra precautions when we light the things.
I really hope all of the fire truck crews and all of the ambulance crews who are actually working tonight have very boring shifts until the morning.
Yes. We saw some bored ambulance drivers sitting by the side of the road. Hopefully they won't have much to do. Wait, what's funny about a firework? What would make you laugh at a particular firework?
It's not funny in itself. It's just the scale of the things we're seeing around us.
I think I'm noticing the same thing Bobson's noticing.
the smoke is now really thickening up, and what's happening is the lights from all the fireworks, they're really like glowing. That smoke is like a fog machine, right? So it really makes the flash glow and billow or light up the billowing smoke.
I think we're at least, 50 yards from where the nearest piece of fire was lit from us. And you can still smell the powder from here, right?
Oh, yeah. So it's a wonderful smell. And it's all throughout the city, all throughout all cities, and throughout the countryside, throughout Europe.
You have to be ready. The air quality is going to it's going to be a bit different on this holiday. But I think most people, they expect it, and they get ready. But, yeah, it's really, really everywhere.
All right, someone's getting ready to throw something. But
that's one to throw.
From his stance, this is going to be loud. He looks really intent on throwing it. But we could see his hand get blown clean off.
Here he goes.
All right.
Really?
That's it?
That's
all it did was bounce off the ground and go pop. All right. Well, the important thing is they had fun. They're just little...
Get that from your little sister?
Little colored sparks of light. They don't even make noise.
That's really, really cute.
Yeah, I can make more noise clapping my hands together, really.
You can notice the police station on your way here. There's one less than a block from where we are.
I have to be honest. In all the time I've been in Hamburg, I haven't even seen a cop.
Well, did you ever need one?
No.
Well, that's why you didn't see one. Why would you...
Currently in New York City, we have no cops. And people seem to be getting along. Well, they're kind of throwing a temper tantrum and not working. So arrests are down, tickets are down, crime is down. So, it works for me.
Well, I can think of a few people for which it's way too late for that. I can think of...
Absolutely.
I can't remember the name of the person who got killed for having been alleged to sell cigarettes.
Yeah, Eric Garner. That was one of many. But we have 51 other weeks to talk about that.
I'm sorry to bring it up.
No, it's all right. It's... Why we're happy to see 2014 go.
You are the person who brought up the New York and police in a single sentence.
That's true. But you did bring up the police station here in Hamburg.
McFly was just telling me about how everybody talks about Berlin as the epicenter, as the big, really cool show. And I was going to mention, that's exactly what we thought. We wanted to try something a little different, someplace maybe, you know, you hadn't heard about what it's like, and we had never been here. We'd never been to the city, and we hadn't spent a holiday like this here.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it was a new thing, and I'm kind of glad we did that. It's you know, it felt like a lot of people had to go home. They wanted to go to Berlin, they wanted to go to the other cities, and here we are. We're lucky to kind of share it and experience just a different flavor. Hopefully he'll come back and explain that a little bit more.
Well, Berlin has a massive show at Brandenburg Gate. That might be what people are referring to when they say that they have a lot more, but it's exactly the same here as far as what the people are doing. This is indistinguishable from Berlin as far as I'm concerned.
They can feel the something like 300,000 people in front of the Brandenburg Gate in that park they have in Berlin.
Yeah, it's not that much fun, though. I mean, yeah, it's a mob. We did it a couple of times. We walked through it.
I've only been there once 3 years ago, I think, and it was excellent. I'd
rather be with a group of friends blowing things up.
I was.
did you have something to say?
Just around the corner.
Yes, McFly has something to say about Berlin and Hamburg and the comparison?
I think what most people don't realize that the party going on, a lot of the American thing that is just happening in Berlin is actually happening all over Germany. And you don't necessarily need to go to Berlin. Even though Berlin is actually a pretty nice place to go, you can have lots of fun and fireworks in all of the major cities.
And as long as you're here in Hamburg for the Chaos Communication Congress, why not stay and blow things up a couple of days later?
Yeah, right. So you can relax a bit, come down from the Congress, and then go to the one of the local hackerspaces and blew up the sky.
Now, this is one of the local hackerspaces we're standing in front of?
Yes, this is one of the local hackerspaces called Attractor we do have here, and yeah, we're standing in front of it. We're already in the future. This is like 2015 already, as you probably hear this in 2014.
Well, no, how would they do that? 2014 is over in the past and the future. If anything, they're going to hear this later in 2015. In fact, I guarantee they're going to hear it. They're going to hear this after we record it.
Okay, very good. I thought they were just...
I want some of what you're having.
Okay, so have a good time. See all the process over here. And Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
There's so many radio shows. How many radio shows? We should do 5 radio shows tonight, right?
Yeah.
I just want to mention that right at the time we're recording this in very early 2015 of Germany, it's still 2014 for another 6 hours or so.
Oh, I know what you said. You thought this was live.
No, I thought you were going to make one at one line.
Yeah, this is off the wall, not off the hook.
Good.
Off the wall is a different type of show.
We're just practicing. Yeah. We want to capture the moment because this is like a totally new experience. And people do. They go to the big, you know, other cities that they know, the comfortable things. And we want to try this. It's new. It's different. And gosh, it's great. This is an industrial area and residential area. It's really cool. And I'm just... really happy to be here and share it with you guys. So, cheers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. Sharing is caring, right?
Thank you for being at the greatest party on earth, the Chaos Communication Congress, and making it better for everyone by being here, people.
And come to the CCC Cup in 2015, because we have a new year with new conferences coming up. One of the bigger things this year will be the CCC Camp in August near Berlin. And I think if you're listening to this radio show, you should actually come here.
Yeah, it'll be a bit calmer than this, but a lot of fun.
Yeah, for the Americans, the German way of celebrating New Year's Eve contains quite a lot of explosives, I think. So I hope you all enjoy it.
Yes. We do have some fireworks we're going to light a little bit later. We're going to light some for off the hook. But I think that's enough right now.
You promise.
I will.
The listeners of Off the Hook, we'd light them. So we're going to set that up, and we'll be putting on a bit of our own spectacular at once.